Y'all get ready.
Yes, you get ready.
Shout out to all my tea sippers out there. We are gathered here today to sip some tea, honey. So make sure you guys have your teacups ready because you already know this tea is what? Piping hot. Hey, you guys, good afternoon and happy Saturday. I hope you guys are doing good today. So I wanted to come on here and talk about the whole Nas and Doja Cat situation. So if you guys do not know, yesterday on Friday, the internet was abuzz. Doja Cat and Nas were trending all over Twitter because Nas dropped a new song and it's called Ultra Black, okay? And there was a particular line in the song that caught the internet's attention. And that particular line is when he mentioned Doja Cat. He basically says, we're going ultra black, unapologetically black, the opposite of Doja Cat, Michael Blackson black. Okay, let me go ahead and play for y'all because y'all know, you know, y'all, I think I'm a rapper in my head and shit. Y'all go ahead and listen to the real track. Check it out.
Unapologetically black, the opposite of Doja Cat, Michael Blackson black.
All right, so you guys just heard that controversial line. And so it had a lot of mixed reactions on social media. For the most part, people loved it. They were praising it. But then other people felt like Nas had no business coming at a 23-year-old woman. They felt like he was being misogynistic by mentioning her and, you know, basically dissing her. When you have other black men out here who've been accused of cooning and, you know, soft shoeing and all that shit. So these are just a few of the reactions. So somebody says, weird how Terry Crews, Kanye West were right there saying the most coon shit on Twitter. But Nas decides to name drop 23-year-old Doja Cat, who makes pop music. Laugh my ass off. These grown men are bitches. So then the next one says, Nas is over here talking about Doja Cat as if he's the king of pro-black when he beats the shit out of black women for years. Sir, goodbye. Then somebody else says, Nas dissing Doja Cat for her anti-blackness is the best start of the weekend. Salute to you, King. Somebody else says, women are really trying to defend Doja Cat like she wasn't shaking her ass for the Klansmen. Don't be mad at Nas, be mad at her. And then somebody else says, Nas is really speaking on Doja Cat being anti-black like he wasn't beating on Khalees, a whole black woman, for years. So, honey, Twitter definitely had a lot to say. Now, as of 3 hours ago, Doja Cat basically responded to Nas's diss in the best way she could is by acting like just a weirdo. Y'all go ahead and check out her response to Nas's Ultra Black, and I'm going to come back with the rest of my commentary.
I'm so offended and upset by this song. Have you guys heard Fruit Salad by the Wiggles?
Okay, so you guys just heard what Doja Cat had to say. She basically played it off and, you know, basically asked her audience, have you guys heard Fruit Salad by the Wiggles? I don't know what that is. I don't know who the Wiggles are. The only fruit salad I know is a fruit salad we make on Thanksgiving. So I don't know what the hell she's talking about. But obviously, she was kind of bothered. And, you know, that was her way of kind of playing it off is by joking. Now, let me say this. This is my personal opinion. Now, I find it very funny that Nas, who is, you know, he's a goat. You know what I'm saying? Nas has been around, you know, for a long time, very lyrical. I love his music. The fact that he would even mention Doja Cat does make me side-eye the situation. Because I noticed when Doja Cat went through her controversy, it seems like a lot of black men in hip-hop were pissed off. Not even so much by, you know, her weirdness and her, you know, strange quirkiness, but by the fact that she chooses to date white men. I think it bothered a lot of dudes because don't forget everybody's favorite, you know, gangbanger, Blueface. He came out and basically went in on Doja Cat. After Doja Cat's apology, Blueface took to his Instagram and he says, fuck Doja Cat on Crip, weird ass bitch. So it seems like he was very upset because maybe Doja Cat, you know, aesthetically would be somebody that he'd want to holler at. And the fact that she just does not, you know, date black men, that seemed to have a lot of guys in hip hop, you know, including Blueface, in their feelings. So when I see Nas bringing up her name, I feel the same exact way. Okay. There's a lot of men out here who have said stupid shit all summer long, honey. Not even recently, but damn it, all through 2020. There's been all types of controversies and Nas would never mention them. Why not mention Kanye, who's actually in the rap game, who actually could possibly go toe-to-toe with Nas. You know, so I find that very interesting that he'd rather call out Doja Cat. And I feel like, once again, the reason why a lot of these males in hip-hop are upset is by Doja Cat's dating choice, you know? And my thing is, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If these men can choose to date racially ambiguous women, white women, Asian women, and whoever they want to date that are not black women, which is fine because everybody has the right to be with who they want to be with, why is it that when it's a biracial woman or a black woman, why is it that when they choose to date outside their race, it's all this controversy and people feeling some type of way? And I really feel like that's what it boils to at the end of the day. She's an easy target. It's easy to go after her because she don't fuck with black men any damn way. Has she did the same bullshit where she was in those so-called incel chat groups and saying the dumb shit that she was saying, but she had a strong black king next to her, it would be crickets. It'd be forgiven. Like, oh, okay, whatever. You know, maybe she was just tripping, or that was, you know, a year and a half ago. It'd have been all types of excuses because, you know, at least she was with a black man. But because she's with some frumpy white boy, it's like, fuck that bitch. So I just find that really interesting. Now, that doesn't negate any of the bullshit that Doja Cat said, any of the racist things that she implied, her disrespecting her black features. That doesn't negate any of that, because I did a whole video breaking down that bullshit. But I will be honest with the way some of the men in hip hop are quick to put their foot on her neck and, you know, kind of quote unquote put her in her place is really telling, you know. And it hasn't just been Blueface. It was a lot of guys in hip hop who were dragging her around that time. So now, months later, for Nas to include her in his diss song, that says a lot when he doesn't say anything about Terry Crews or Kanye West and other people, hell, even Terrence K. Williams, you know what I mean, who sit up here and so-called coon and, you know, say things to, you know, disparage the black community. So that's very telling. But with that being said, I think that Nas, I think the song is dope, though. Let me say that. I think the song is dope. But why even drop Doja Cat's name? Like, that doesn't make any sense, especially when, you know, she's a pop star. She's not really going to respond on track. So I think that's why he chose to drop her name, as opposed to mentioning Kanye, you know, who probably would run to the studio and come back with a, you know, with the response. So I find that interesting. So anyways, in other news, rumor has it that Real Housewives of Atlanta, Portia Williams and Dennis McKinney may have possibly split permanently. If you guys remember, they decided to give it one more chance. They were engaged to be married, and we have not heard anything in months about a potential marriage, about anything being set up, about any invitations being passed out. So what kind of raised people's eyebrows is the other day, Portia Williams took to social media and she posted this. So she posted this beautiful picture of herself on the steps and she says, "You was really, really lucky. Relax." And then she goes on to promote her hairline, Go Naked Hair. You know, a lot of people found that very interesting. Like, you know, who is she talking about? Who's really, really lucky? And it seems like the person who's really, really lucky could possibly be Dennis McKinney. So now, if you don't know this, Portia has since deleted basically all pictures of her and Dennis on her social media.
Delete all that shit! Delete all that shit! Let's play with you, piggy!
The only picture left of Dennis on her social media is the picture of Dennis McKinney and their daughter. Basically, she was wishing him a happy birthday because it looks like he's a Leo as well. So she's wishing him a happy birthday a few weeks ago. But since then, there's been no pictures of Dennis McKinney, and all the other pictures of her with Dennis have all been deleted. So this is leading to a lot of speculations that they are no longer together. Now, the final tea is this. They have both unfollowed each other on social media. But Dennis did encourage his followers to go and read the New York Times piece on Portia, where she's talking about Black Lives Matter. So he did encourage that, but they're no longer following each other. And in this day and age, we know what that means. You know, back in the day, it didn't mean shit. But in 2020, a follow is everything, honey. So when you have a, you know, fiancé's
unfollowing each other.
That sounds like there's a lot of trouble brewing, okay? So right now, neither one of them have released a statement, but social media is definitely watching and taking notes. And I think that they might have broken up. Seems to me like they're just on two totally different paths. It seems like Portia is really getting into what her family is about, which is activism. She's the grandchild of Hosea Williams. And I think the fact that she's so involved with Black Lives Matter, she was arrested a few weeks ago and sent to jail for a protest that she put together, that she helped put together for Breonna Taylor. So she's been really big in activism, and that might be causing a strain on their relationship. That's just, you know, some of my guess, being that she's out there being busy, and who knows who he's out there being busy with, okay? So the whole situation is a mess. All we can do is just pay close attention. Maybe they'll release a statement, maybe they won't. But as long as they're there to co-parent and take care of their two-year-old daughter, that's all that matters at the end of the day. So anyways, y'all, let's go ahead and get the discussion popping. Let me know your thoughts on all this stuff. How do you guys feel about Nas's diss track towards Doja Cat? Do you feel like Nas is doing too much, or do you feel like he had the right to call her out? And then how do you feel about Doja Cat's response? Do you know who the Wiggles are, honey? Have you ever heard the song Fruit Salad? Because I'm like in the dark right now, okay? I have no idea. Okay, so last but not least, also let me know about the whole Portia Williams and Dennis McKinney situation. Do you feel like they're no longer together? They broken up, especially being that they have both unfollowed each other on social media, and Portia has basically deleted almost every picture of Dennis off of her Instagram. So let's go ahead and get the discussion popping. Go ahead and leave a comment. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Don't forget to thumbs up the video. Last but not least, don't forget to hit that notification bell so that we can be done with the notification squad. Talk to y'all later. Deuces.